3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
I'm here with defensive backs coach Austin Rose. Last year you guys had some success in the D-back field. You lost some of those guys to graduation. What's it been like to see, you know, guys like Casey Knutson and Caleb Tischler step up and then see some of the younger guys step up early in camp?
Oh, yeah, it's always great seeing the new leadership in the room. And we have great leadership with, like you said, Caleb Tischler and Casey Knutson and Trey Brooks and guys like that, older guys in our group and guys that understand the defense, guys that can help those younger guys out getting the kinks out of things. And it's been great.
What do you kind of have to do, you know, from year one to year two? There was some obvious growth in that group. There was less big plays. There was more turnovers towards the second half of the season. What do you kind of have to do to take another step going into year three?
We're always striving to get better, always working on the small things, the small details, pad level, body control, all that type of stuff, just to be able to be in a better spot to play those balls in the air and all that type stuff like that. So just really focusing on the small details, fine details, and then hopefully getting more turnovers off of that.
Sure, there's one freshman who I've just kind of noticed who's really been making plays, yep. Lane, number 3. Yep. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what it was like to get him here and then how impressed you've been with him so far?
Oh, yeah, it's great. All those new guys are growing into their own type of player, own type of person. So really just getting all these young guys in is really important for me.
And then just last question for you. You kind of mentioned Trey Brooks a little bit ago. What's it kind of been like to go through the process with him? You know, he basically hasn't played for almost 2 years now. From an emotional standpoint and just from, you know, seeing him back and physically ready to go, how cool has that been for you as a coach?
Oh, it's always great getting guys that truly care about football, truly care about the school. Getting guys back like that is always important. Having that dog mentality, we like to talk about that, and just being great. That's what I want for all my guys. So seeing Trey back out on the field is always a positive note for me.
All right, thank you so much for joining me today, Coach. Yep. Here with Casey Knutson, D-back. You're senior now. What year are you now?
Yep, fifth year senior.
Okay. What's kind of the journey been like for you going from, obviously you play two positions. What's the journey been like from, you know, your freshman year being one of the young guys to now obviously being a leader of that group with a bunch of guys who kind of graduated last year?
Yeah, it's been a great experience just coming in as a freshman and really just kind of seeing what college football is all about and just how different it is from high school, and then just being able to learn from the older guys above me and just being able to take what they taught me, and then now as a senior being able to teach the young guys.
Yeah, and I just mentioned a little bit ago, there were quite a few guys in the D-back room last year who graduated. What has it kind of been like to see some of the young guys maybe step up, and who's kind of impressed you early in camp?
Yeah, it's been really exciting just to see the young guys really start to get a hang of it. I think J.J. Nelson, he's had a great fall camp, and I'm really excited to see him play this season. Obviously, me and Tish, we got a great chemistry together, and I'm also really excited to see Trey Brooks after his ACL injury come back and really make an impact for us.
Yeah, he's somebody who's been out basically for almost 2 years. He got hurt early in 21. So what's it kind of been like to, you know, see him go through that, some of those emotional things, and then obviously he's physically making plays out here. So how encouraging is that to see?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't know if he was going to be able to come back to football. He had a lot of recovery to do, and just being able to see him work through all that, all the, you know, negative doubts, and just being able to push through that and have a positive impact on all of it, and now being able to be out here and making plays and just being on the field with us.
All right, thanks so much for joining me, Casey. Good luck this season.
Awesome, thank you.
Here with defensive back Caleb Tischler. You're now a junior. What's it kind of been like to go through, I know year one, you were out kind of part of the season and then came back and immediately made a difference. I think you had 3 picks in a game, if I remember right. What's it kind of been like to, you know, grow as a player and grow into kind of more of a leadership role now?
Yeah, so originally when I got here, I'm kind of a quiet guy. Coach has asked me to step up recently and take on more of a leadership role, getting those young guys to really understand the playbook, get those mental reps when they're on the sideline, things like that, things that we can control. Those take no talent type of plays. We always want to be locked in and understand what's going on.
Sure. And as a group, last year you obviously had some success. Some of those guys graduated, obviously, which has kind of led to you growing in your leadership role. What have you kind of seen from a group, and what do you think you have to do, especially from the younger guys, to not only kind of sustain that level, but then take a step forward as well?
We just need to step up, make plays when they come our way. We have a lot of opportunities to make plays. We just got to execute. Coach Rose mentioned having that dog mentality, coming out every day, striving to get better, staying after practice, getting footwork in, getting extra drills in, things like that, because we got to do better. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me, Caleb.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.